Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Saw you eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh no!
Oh no!
I made you say it.
You did too. Ah, that's not fair, Corey.
I knew you were going to say it. Ha ha. Oh, you know what? I am so eating.
I thought I'm over here drinking my drink.
Peanut butter banana, bitches. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, I was with your art up until you said banana with the peanut butter. That, no.
Oh, you like it.
I put those on bananas, not peanut butter.
Oh, you like it. Anyway, this is lunch for Corey and Ginger, and we're having lunch. I'm Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
And the top of today's news is, no, I don't know.
Well, I guess I will go first. I've got a very short little blurb, very short story, very sad story. Uh-oh. All of you with PSP Go's, hold on to them. They are now ancient. They are now going the way
obsolete.
Of the dinosaurs. They're obsolete. Yes, PSP is officially killed. Oh, yes. I'm pulling the story from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from Kotaku. Yesterday, multiple outlets reported that the PSP Go was being discontinued, and today, that rumor has been confirmed by Sony as the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sony told Japanese website AV Watch that the new PSP Go units would no longer be manufactured or shipped in order to concentrate on the NGP. The remaining PSP Go stock will be sold until it's gone, and then that's it, people. Yeah, you get no more.
Mm-hmm.
So what of the PSP 3000 fate? Sony told the website that it will continue to be sold and that the company will keep focusing its attention on it from here on out. The PSP Go went on sale in the fall of 2009, but not well received by some. Last October, the system
wonder
price,
why?
No, right. Last October, the system's price was slashed. Sony took a real gamble on eliminating UMD support in the new system. It has proven to be a gamble that they have lost. So, adios, PSP Go. But the NGP, that's the new Go phone, right? That's the new PSP phone, if I remember right.
I think you're half right. It's one thing. I could think they were trying to compete with the DS, so they started making it in all these colors. But, of course, they kept marketing the pink ones to us, and... I was instantly not a fan, so you can keep that, Sony. I want one now because they're going to be worth money. As soon as they stop making them, they're automatically worth money, just like other memorabilia in the world.
That is very, very true.
Like, I still have my original Game Boy. It looks kind of beat up, but I'm pretty sure somebody would buy it for me due to the fact that it works still. Yes, I do still play my Legend of Zelda on it. Thank you. I may break that out today. Whatever. Okay, so you people, you Portal 2 people, wow. Games Industry Biz is saying, or reporting, or rather, fans are protesting Portal 2 on Metacritic. Yes, remember that site we told you about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So angry customers have been using Metacritic's user review system to voice complaints over the PC version of Portal 2, with the critically acclaimed title's rating dropping as low as 5.1 as a result. At the time that this article went up on Games Industry this morning, around 10:43, and I believe they're in Germany, or if it's located in the UK, I could be wrong, but at 10:43 their time, the PC user score was at 7.2, with the Xbox version being 6.7 and PlayStation's being 6.6. The critic score is currently 95 out of 100, the highest for any title this year so far, and the complaints appear to come primarily from PC users that are upset that the game is a console port and even includes references to turning off the console when saving. Ooh. Most anger, though, seems to be directed at the online store, which is already filled with downloadable content. The volume of day one downloadable content seems to have come as a surprise to many PC users, unused to the console-style arrangement. They have also expressed disappointment at the game's short running time and the controversial ARG promotional campaign, which tempted players into buying unrelated indie titles. Although Metacritic is often is an often controversial tool amongst game publishers and developers, usually due to the critic score, which many publishers treat as a key metric for quality, generally less attention is paid to the user score, although such a volume of negative comments for a highly anticipated game does have the potential to adversely affect sales. Publisher EA and developer Valve have yet to comment publicly on the controversy. Ooh. And one person is saying they didn't dish out enough cake for Portal. That's what the problem is.
not enough cake.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then I guess it is my go again. There is a new game out there, people. And I worry about this one. You've heard about the whole Parker thing. You see the videos where all the guys are jumping on crap and hurting themselves and being just silly. Well, now there's a game for it. Parker racing game Free Jack unveiled new graffiti mode. It's boys versus girls in this teaser trailer, which I put up on the website at gamenatrix.com. Go check it out. GameBridger Entertainment, a global publisher of interactive online entertainment media and the proprietor of the GameCraft global free-to-play gaming portal, released today a teaser trailer unveiling an upcoming new mode for its Parker racer, Free Jack. The new mode will be released as part of Free Jack's full release in May 2011. To learn more about Free Jack, you can head over to freejack.gamercraft.com. Craft is with a K, by the way, because you know they're cool like that. Graffiti mode is a new team-based mode that pits runners against each other in a race to collect paint and spray the ultimate tag. Graffiti matches promise to be hectic and unpredictable as players attack each other in an effort to steal each other's paint. The team to spray their tag first wins. Graffiti mode is coming to Free Jack as part of the game's full release in May of 2011. So Free Jack is a free-to-play Parker racing game for Windows PCs. Players race head-to-head across the urban metropolis of New Jack City. In high-octane foot races, chaining together stylish flips and tricks into combos to increase their speed and cross the finish line first. Players can personalize their character with fresh outfits and running gear, and even customize their own unique in-game living space with cool furniture and accessories to show off to friends. Did they really just go with the whole fresh? Oh, God, no.
Did they say fresh?
Yeah, they said fresh. Oh,
maybe
no,
that
no.
word's coming back. Let's bring it back.
No.
That is
no,
so
no.
fresh.
No. Let's leave that dead. Free Jack also supports online leaderboards, a club clan system, in-game friends list, and more. Free Jack was voted by players the best game of 2010 in the MMO site's annual Reader's Choice Awards. Free Jack is part of the GameCraft free games portal, GamerCraft Play Free. All right, so if you want to check it out, or you're untalented like me and ended up breaking something if you actually did try to Parker, you can head over to freejack.gamercraft.com. Again, craft this time is spelled with a K because they're cool.
So we can't say fresh. I'm still stuck on that.
No fresh. Fresh died with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's just leave it back there.
No. Oh, my. Well... I want to say it.
No. No.
I think that should be the word of the day, fresh.
No.
You're not being nice to me today.
I know. I'm being so mean.
Hmm.
Hey, but you know what? It's hump day. We're halfway through the week. Yay!
I'm going to call you Mzilla. Okay, there we go.
Mzilla. Not.
I can't say the first word. But you know what the first word is, Mzilla.
Oh, that's not nice. Ah, y'all are evil. Y'all are so evil.
Lie you.
Well, maybe the darn zombies could chase me in my dreams.
Well, those of you who love Ubisoft will be happy to hear this. Ubisoft leverages GameBryo 3D engine for Rocksmith. GameBase GameBase USA, a subsidiary of GameBase Company Limited, announced today that Ubisoft is using the Gamebryo engine to develop Rocksmith, the first and only game where players can use any real guitar with a standard quarter-inch input jack and play through an in-depth music library ranging from top 40 to classic rock. The game will be available on the Xbox 360 video game system and PlayStation and PC. It's set to release this fall. They're saying the advantage of using Gamebryo is that they were able to get the game up and running in a short amount of time and iterate quickly during the pre-production phase of the project. And that's from Niall Higo, who's a senior producer of Rocksmith for Ubisoft. He also says, when trying out new ideas, it's always easier to get everyone's buy-in when you can actually get the mechanics running on screen. Gamebryo allowed us to implement gameplay very quickly so we could prove our designs early on in the development process. Rocksmith, of course, will feature gameplay that automatically adjusts to the player's real skill level, as well as innovative game design that makes reading music fun and intuitive. The game engages all musicians, ranging from the experienced rocker to the fledgling novice. And, of course, as usual, every day, they're excited to be involved in the creation of the title as Rocksmith. What is with the excited? Some of you people are just overly excited. The Gamebryo engine, they're saying, delivered the reliability and flexibility that Ubisoft needed for development and gameplay implementation. That's when David Brom, the CEO of GameBase USA, says we look forward to Rocksmith's release later this year. Gamebryo, of course, is best known for its industry-leading 3D game engine. Gamebryo and Lightspeed GameBase USA Technologies have been selected by studios around the world to bring nearly 300 titles across more than 15 genres to market, including titles like Kung Fu Live, Epic Monkey, QQ Speed, Divinity 2, Ego Draconis, Dance on Broadway. Ooh, Dance on Broadway. Okay. Lego Universe, Bully, Warhammer Online, Age of Reckoning, and Civilization Revolution. I would tell you where the Facebook page is, but I don't think they have one. You probably just go over to Ubisoft's site. I'm sure they have some trailers or something by now. I don't think this is going to do that well, to be honest with you.
No, probably not.
With all the losing of Guitar Hero, and the reason some people play music is because they love it. They love to play it, to put it that way. And some people just like to pretend to play it. I just want to pretend to be a rock star. I don't really want to learn. I don't want my fingers to bleed. Yes, your fingers do bleed when you play the guitar for long periods of time. That tends not to happen when you're playing Guitar Hero because there's no strings.
That's true.
And I think that's why Rise of the Six String didn't do as well, because I'm telling you, at PAX, I haven't played in a couple years, but, yeah, I was not anxious to relive the finger bleeding thing.
Oh, now come on, why not?
I put that thing down real quick. I was like, I had to really press it?
Never mind. I had to really do this? No,
these are
no.
real strings. I thought they were ribbons or something. No, this is not going to work for me. I got a real guitar. Thank you.
No. Don't want my fingers to bleed. I need them to be nice and supple.
Been there, done that. Oh, we forgot to announce something at the top of the show. May I?
Go for it.
Don't you scream. Don't you squeal when I do this, Ginger.
Oh.
No. Geek Girl Con starts in 2 days.
I want to go.
I can't sign into the calendar, but I will tell you as much as I can tell you without signing into their calendar. Start in 2 days at approximately 12 a.m. midnight. Yes, I wonder if that's a mistake. 12 a.m. midnight, April the 22nd. They will be at booth 251. It's Geek Girl Con at Sakura Con. So the Geek Girl Con part will be at booth 251, Washington State Convention, and Trade Center in Seattle, Washington. And drop by there. Tell them that we sent you. Well, they're having a bunch all throughout the year, and we will put those up on our calendar. I have been kind of lax on giving you all these convention dates because there's so many. There's so many conventions going on, but this one's important.
Yes, because it's us girls, and you know us girls rock. We don't need the guys.
That's right. It's all about us.
I was going to say something, but it's daytime radio, so let me not do that.
But you can pop over if sorry about that, guys. That is lovely Comcast. See? That's why I got to move. I think I'm looking at ATTU-verse. I am.
I gotta go to something because this is just.
They are crazy at Comcast. And then if I call them, they'll say it's Skype's fault, and then Skype will say it's Comcast's fault, and then Comcast will say it's BT's fault. So I believe it's Comcast just then.
I believe it. It's Comcast. Same people as Time Warner, and they're evil and horrible. And
yes.
Don't go with them if you can help it.
Yes. And as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. What was I saying before I was really?
talking about.
Geek Girl Con. Oh, you can go over to their website. Check out geekgirlcon.com. We'll get you all the information that you need to know. They got some interesting articles up, too, I want to comment on later. Let's jump into the fray, darling.
All right. Well, speaking of frays and girls and, well, you know, bloody messes, experience a double dose of madness with the free download of American McGee's Alice, available with Alice Madness Returns on June 14th. Jump down the rabbit hole. Fans may think they're seeing double, but it's not Tweedledee and Tweedledum. It's double dose of Alice from American McGee. EA announced today that Alice Madness Returns, shipping on June 18th, will include a one-time use online pass registration code for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 that gives players access to the original cult classic American McGee's Alice. Players that do not have the code can purchase American McGee's Alice for 800 Microsoft points on Xbox Live or £7.99 francs, seashells, linen dollars, whatever that little L sign is, on the PlayStation Network. and that's through the main menu of Alice Madness Returns. This download for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 marks the console debut of the infamous PC hit. Together, the two games take players through the two dark chapters of American McGee's adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. Alice Madness Returns is the sequel to the 2000 PC hit American McGee's Alice, a dark adaptation of the Alice in Wonderland fiction. Alice Madness Returns finds an adult Alice returning to the Wonderland of her mind to find the truth about her past, only to discover that her place of refuge has been transformed into a sinister nightmare. As Madness threatens to overcome both Alice and Wonderland, she falls deeper into the ravaged Wonderland and is granted powers and abilities to fight all enemies who stand before her. Designed with the same distinct vision of the original, but now featuring entirely new visuals, story, and game design, Alice Madness Returns will let players explore highly detailed worlds and engage in epic battles against a cast of truly diabolical characters. I've got some screenshots and everything up on GameAndMatrix.com right now for this. It's definitely very dark and very bloody and very kind of spooky looking. I'm thinking...
You know, they love to do crazy stuff with Alice, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, this Alice looks like she could kick some butt, to say the least. There's a big old bloody butcher knife, and there's blood all over her dress, and...
I like it. I want it. All right, here's something interesting. Zynga has pulled Mafia Wars from MySpace. Is it still there? Is MySpace still there?
I know. Is MySpace still there? Well.
So apparently casual developer Zynga has discontinued its game Mafia Wars on the social network site MySpace, but the decision does not appear to have anything to do with the legal disputes over the game. Trying to access the game on MySpace now brings up a short message indicating that Zynga is discontinuing Mafia Wars on MySpace beginning April the 18th, which was day before yesterday. No reason is given for this decision, and the players are directed instead to the official, Mafia Wars website. I didn't know there was an official Mafia Wars website. Just playing it on Facebook. It's unlikely that the move has anything to do with the long-running disputes over the game's copyright, with Zynga settling out of court with mobile developer Digital Chocolate. Remember we were telling you about that? Who released a game by the same name previously. Zynga, in turn, has sued Playdom over similarities with its game Mobsters, but this has also been settled out of court. Instead, the game simply appears to be the latest in a series of exits from MySpace by games companies, with Rockyou removing all of its top titles from the service in recent months. Playdom is also closed two of its seven most popular apps there as well. Zynga still has a number of games on the service, but more minor titles such as Roller Coaster Kingdom rather than the most popular Vile series. Rumors suggest that Zynga has been close to acquiring MySpace, but backed out when owner News Corp asked for shares rather than cash. And News Corp, if you didn't know, is a Fox-owned corporation. And if you got that kind of money, Zynga, can you give us a job?
I'm kidding, right? Hire us.
Can you buy Gamer Girls Radio?
Buy
we'll work.
And pay us.
We'll work. We'll work. I better shut up. They'll come up and be like, ah, here. Here's $2. What? No. Now I'm going to cut you. Now I'm going to cut you.
I'm going to cut you good.
Now
I'm going to cut you real good.
Yes, now I'm going to cut you deep.
Well, speaking of fighting and cutting, oh, yes, there's more fighting and cutting to be had this year. Holy cow, people. Y'all are not kidding with the stuff.
I told you, big battles, boss battles all year.
Apple sues Samsung over tablet design and features.
Oh, come on.
Pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Fight. Apple has filed a lawsuit against Samsung claiming the technology used in its Galaxy tablet and smartphones is a copied version from Apple's iPhone and iPad technology. They're also alleging that Samsung has infringed on the style and user interface of the iPhone. Oh, and also the iPad. The Galaxy Tab, Galaxy S, and Nexus S were specifically named in this lawsuit. So what are they saying? The lawsuit says, rather than innovate and develop its own technology and a unique Samsung style for its smartphone products and computer tablets, Samsung chose to copy Apple's technology, user interface, and innovative style in these infringing products. Kristen Huguet, Apple spokeswoman, told BBC, this kind of blatant copying is wrong. Samsung said its products are the result of research and development carried out by the company. They go on to say Samsung's development of core technologies and strengthening our intellectual property portfolio are keys to our continued success. Samsung does plan to contest the allegations in court.
Apple. Is it not enough that you have all the money in the world? Now you got to try to go after people. Of course they're all similar. Of course they are. Really?
You know, when you get one that works well, might as well stick with that idea, right?
Wait, how about this? Let me put an idea in your head. How about Apple? If the person that designed the special effects and gadgets in the movie Demolition Man sues you because you copied the Apple iPad from that movie. Everybody who's seen the movie knows what I'm talking about. Remember the guy carrying around the little pad in his arm? So they could say that you borrowed from them. You borrowed the design. I'm just saying. Do you know that you've seen that movie, right, Ginger?
I have not. Actually, I was just looking.
Yeah, go look it up. Go look up Demolition Man. Those of you who've never seen it, it's a movie from the late or mid to late 90s. One of the characters in there, when the movie opens, is carrying what is now an iPad. It has the whole I can see you talk back and forth link, everything. So what if they come and sue you and say, you actually got this from us. We were here first.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Come on, YouTube. Be my friend.
It is utterly ridiculous to keep suing somebody. There, you borrowed from us. Obviously, you all borrowed from somebody else. Somebody borrowed from this. Whatever.
There are no original ideas anymore.
There are certainly, most certainly are not. I will tell you what is an original idea. I just found this on thatgirlsite.com. How are you ladies doing? It's a plushie of Link. Somebody get it for me.
Oh, a plushie of Link? Oh, you got to send me the link.
It's up on the site.
I'll go there and check that
it's
out.
It's a plushie.
Okay,
all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that?
I love me some Link. Okay, let me check the time. Let me make sure we haven't been booted again. Okay, back to the news really quickly. Okay. Ah, I think that hurt my throat to go up in the high register like that. Wow.
I can believe it. Holy cow.
I think it. Well, those of you who are curious about, speaking of Apple and making money, about how the other side is doing, Android market. Well, the paid Android gaming app saying they're up 330% in the first quarter of this year and growing even faster. This is the free games. As per the research and analyst division of analyst firm Forecasting and Analyzing Digital Entertainment, LLC, also known as FADE, I like that. Android has observed significant growth over the first quarter of 2011. From the March Android report from FADE, Android has seen strong growth so far in 2011, growing from an estimated $2 million in the first quarter of 2010 to $8.8 million. Did I say 20 million? Two million to 8.8 million. This is among the paid applications only. Downloads among all paid and free apps have increased at an even higher margin, showing roughly 780% growth from approximately 43 million downloads to 336 million downloads and growing. With Android on track to sell 150 million handsets this year, the market may reach 1 billion gaming application downloads per month, allowing an unparalleled opportunity for developers. That's from Benjamin Schlitter. Did I say your name right, Benjamin? I think I did. Schlitter. Schlitter, who's the director of research and analyst at Fade. Let me see what else I got. They're saying their top 10 titles, and you can probably read this on our site. Well, you can read this on our site here in a short minute. Angry Birds, of course, is in that top bunch. But here's the top 10 titles. Just give you an idea of how much money these they're averaging about $4.52 per sale. Robo Defense from Lupus Lab Software made $558,000. Game Dev Story, which I managed to finally find a mod of to run on my my virtual iPad that I have on my PC, $407,000. Home Run Battle, $344,000. X Construction, $257,000. I mean, wow. If you are interested in all these stats, because I love it, you can probably pop over to fadellc.com and check out all the mobile markets from iPhone, Android, Windows Mobile, who is not even figured into this yet, and BlackBerry. You also have Steam. They also do Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, WiiWare, and Virtual Console. Jen, are you still with me, darling?
I am still with you. I'm trying to get something to open.
But isn't that absolutely amazing?
That is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, my God. What happened here? Oh. Ginger's doing crazy stuff in the back end of our site, just so y'all know. She's posting all kind of porn and stuff from Second Life. I don't know what that girl does when I go.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never post porn from Second Life up there. No.
Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen that last?
That wasn't porn.
That was porn.
No way. All right.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation dumps currency for Facebook credits.
About time.
EA's social games division, PlayFish, announced that it is dumping its virtual currency in favor of Facebook's new currency. All of the company's games will now use Facebook credits, putting PlayFish in line with a recent Facebook edict that all social game developers would need to offer support for its new currency in all of their games by July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to its fans on the PlayFish blog, the company said the following: rest assured you will not lose any of the PlayFish cash you have bought up to now. We are making it quick and easy to convert it into the new currency of your favorite game or games by using the PlayFish cash converter within each game. PlayFish played down any futility in the matter. A company representative told Inside Social Games that the Switch is actually something we're excited to get behind because we think that having individual game currencies in connection with Facebook credits is a better user experience. Earlier this month...
They're right. They're right.
They are right. Earlier this month, PlayFish announced plans to shut down servers of three Facebook games, Pirates Ahoy, Poker Rivals, and Gangster City, which I do remember making fun of Gangster City for. The company said that these games were underperforming, imagine that, come on, Gangster City, and they are set to go offline by June 7th. So if any of y'all are happening to be playing Pirates Ahoy, Poker Rivals, or Bob Forbid Gangster City, yeah, y'all are all just SOL, it looks like.
I was playing Pirates Ahoy, but as I told y'all last time, that game is a big old mess. I could never figure out how to play. That's a little too complicated for a Facebook game. It really was. I'm thinking, okay, I got my ship. Okay, what am I supposed to do with it? And nothing. The hell's this? I can't pirate anybody? I can't steal Ginger's ship? By the way, it's a shark going on your head today. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Shark for you today. Shark. Do you hear me, shark?
Yeah, no. That's fine. I electrocuted you already today.
You're getting face. Anyway.
I got lightning.
Oh, you are so getting it. You are so getting it. Okay. Ex-big developer said they're very disappointed by Microsoft's actions. Robert Boy, the developer of Xbox Live Indie Games Club, Cthulhu Saves the World, and Breath of Death, 7? Yes, Breath of the 7, the beginning, says that he's delighted by Microsoft's decision to fix the ratings system for Xbig, but is disappointed that it won't turn back the clock a little. Boyd says that Microsoft's failure to remove suspicious votes from the system is highly disappointing, and that affected games will never recover from being completely buried by illegal voting. You guys remember us telling you about that? Was that last week we were saying about that? You're saying Microsoft has done nothing. Are they doing nothing to fix the fake ratings that have already been given? Is highly disappointing. He keeps saying that. He points to the research done by XNA community developer Michael C. Neal, which shows that ratings abuse was far more widespread than anyone had thought. At the end of February, there were nearly 100 games that had 4-star ratings or higher, and a dozen that had 4.5 or higher on the U.S. marketplace. And that is very true, because I've downloaded some games thinking they were great because they had a good rating and they sucked. He says just a month and a half later, these figures had both dropped dramatically. 51 games at or above 4 stars and a mere 3 games at above 4.5 stars. Games that were targeted have fallen off lists, and games that have not have taken their place. Boyd goes on to say that his game and sales have been affected by his games being pushed down the charts. Still, Boyd welcomes whatever small measures Microsoft has taken and also took the time to apologize to the developer of College Lacrosse, whom he accused of at one time vote rigging. He says, I'd like to publicly apologize for accusing lacrosse fans for being responsible for the manipulation. Although the circumstances were indeed suspect, it was wrong of me to target accusations without more conclusive evidence. And this is from Game Politics via Edge, or from Edge via Game Politics. Yeah, that explains a lot. I downloaded some crazy game, and I was like, why does this game have 5 stars? This is a horrible, horrible game. And they wanted me to pay for it. It was a demo, because I'll try a demo. And it was horrible. I couldn't figure out why. I said, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe my taste in games. Maybe I'm a gaming snob.
You are such a gaming snob. Such a gaming snob.
Apparently, I wasn't. The games did suck. You people stop rigging up voting. What good does that do?
Are you killing somebody over there?
No.
All right.
But
okay. Deep Silver announces X Rebirth. X Rebirth will reinvent space games. Publisher Deep Silver and developer EgoSoft today announced that games set in the X universe, set to transport the multi-award winning series to another dimension with radically new game design and top-notch graphics. The space simulation X Rebirth heralds more than just an additional chapter within the X series. It is a fresh beginning, bringing with it a number of gameplay innovations without compromising its successful origins. All right, so In the distant future, the X universe faces a period of profound and irrevocable change. While the universe stumbles towards an uncertain future, countless adventures await as new enemies rise in search of power. Enter a young adventurer and his unlikely female ally traveling in an old, battered ship with a glorious past. Two people alone against... it's always him and his unlikely female ally.
Why is she unlikely? Maybe she wants to save the world,
right?
Too.
Maybe she's better than he is at it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I bet she's got better guns.
Mm-hmm. And knows how to use them, too.
Two people alone against the galaxy, playing a key part in the events to come. The fate of the universe rests in the hands of the player. X Rebirth represents a spectacular new beginning for the X series, offering loyal fans and newcomers alike a vast, vivid, and extremely detailed universe to explore throughout the game. Varied gameplay elements such as action-packed space combat, detailed trading mechanics, and high-speed space exploration with fast travel allow players to experience a truly unique space saga that will keep them hooked for dozens of hours. X Rebirth features a whole new user experience. It is easier than ever to start with and remains as deep as fans expect. All right, so you want to check this out? It looks like it's going to be released in the fourth quarter of 2011. It's for the PC, and the official website is xrebirth.com. Looks like they also have a Facebook, which you can look it up, facebook.com/xrebirth. Ooh, and they have a community page you can check out, egosoft.com. So head over there. You can also head over to gamenatrix.com. I put up the trailer and a couple of screenshots, so go check it out. Looks really cool. Miss Corey?
I'm still here.
All right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. So, you guys, either a European commissioner, she's promising to publicly shame you naughty ISPs out there. I like the fact that the Europeans use naughty. I love it. While Europe might be enacting new telecom laws on May the 25th, most of the new regulations avoid anything that might resemble net neutrality rules. One politician, however, is promising to do something to keep consumers happy and protected from the telecommunications industry. Like here in North America, these rules come off as all hat and no rabbit. Still, the EU commissioner promises action of a sort. She plans to shame them into doing this. Was to do. European Commissioner Neelie Kroes promises to keep an eye on internet problems that might arise from blocking, throttling, or lying to the public about actual connection speeds. Thank you, Neelie. She says if problems arise, it can't be solved by changing ISPs. Kroes says she is prepared to legislate. But for now, the good commissioner says she plans to publicly shame ISPs into good behavior. Oh, I like this woman. Now, the European Commissioner believes that competition is the best solution to potential problems, pointing to line-sharing rules in many European countries as a source of this competition. In addition to competition and line-sharing, EU asked national regulators to keep an eye on anti-competitive behavior among internet providers, but has offered no rules to deal with such behavior. But Kroes has issued a warning to ISPs that, that the avoidance of net neutrality rules doesn't mean they are getting a free pass from her, especially when it comes to messing with internet connections. And she is quoted as saying, mark my words. Wait a minute, and you have to put the whole snapping thing because, you know, she has to do that. mark my words. If measures to enhance competition are not enough to bring internet providers to offer real consumer choice, I'm ready to prohibit the blocking of lawful services and applications. It's not okay for Skype and other such services to be throttled. That's anti-competitive. It's not okay to rip off consumers on connection speeds. At least Europe has somebody that cares about them. And that's from our friends at Ars Technica. What is wrong with our, come on, what's wrong with our people over here? Europe is making some serious advances in gaming in the industry over there and the internet. We're just kind of sitting here. We're complaining about Portal 2. That's what we're doing. Just stop looking at Portal 2. We have other stuff going on, people. Anyway.
We have other stuff going on. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have other things going on. And no, I'm not over here yawning and stretching.
Of course you are.
No. The other things to be doing, you can be grabbing the crab. Oh, yeah.
I just put those screenshots up. You are all kinds of wrong.
BlackBerry Playbook grabbed a crab press release. So that's what this is. Grab the Crab is a BlackBerry Playbook strategy game about grabbing crabs on real-life tropical environments.
Stop it.
It combines great visual effects, a dynamic water simulation, and Crab's funny, intelligent motion based on, Digicastra, a logarithm, providing great user experience and tons of fun. The game was built on top of the tablet OS SDK for Adobe Air, leveraging high-quality artwork and special rendering techniques created from scratch, specifically suited for adapting to the QNX OS ecosystem. Grab the Crab features natural relaxing audio effects mixed with immersive visual environment, as well as interesting gameplay tailored for touch devices. Whether you want to grab crabs or just get relaxed listening to natural environments, this game will turn your playbook into a crab sanctuary. Yes, there is a video, and I'm betting we're going to have it up on our website pretty soon. Grab the Crab is available for download on the BlackBerry Playbook App World April 19th.
What? BlackBerry Playbook? Really?
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
At an introductory price of $3.99. Of course, they're not telling me if this is, you know, USD or London dollars or crab shells or what it is, but $3.99 something.
No, ma'am. You did not say crab shells. No.
I so totally said crab shells.
I'm done with you for the rest of the day. Crab shells. Mm-hmm.
crab shells.
Well, those of you who love Arcana Heart will be happy to know that it is released today on the PlayStation Network, Arcana Heart 3. They're saying ASCII Games, of course, is the publisher of Interactive Entertainment Products, is proud to announce the release of Arcana Heart 3 on the PlayStation Network today. The game combines fast-paced aerial action with a unique cast for an extraordinary fighting experience never before seen here in the States. Really? They're saying chaos and disorder are threatening to rip apart the very fabric of Japanese society as planar rifts appear throughout the country. It is suspected that the Drexler Institute, the instigator of the Great War many years ago and creator of the divine celestial weapon, somehow involved.
Always that corporation. Always them, you know?
You know, that used to be not true, but as of late, it's probably true, especially here in the States. Guys,
mm-hmm.
listen to us and then go listen to CNN. Anyway, in the midst of this confusion, a mysterious rumor arises. Of course, it's always mysterious, claiming the existence of wish-granting celestial stones within the chaotic planar rifts. As a result of these rumors, a number of individuals have converged on Japan in the hopes of obtaining one of the fabled stones, either to seal them away or to see if see for themselves if the rumor is true. Each person has their own reasons for seeking these rare and valuable stones, and they won't let anyone stand in their way, be they foe or friend. Again, you can pick up your copy on the PlayStation Network. I'm trying to get a price for you guys, and they don't have one. Keep giving me screenshots. Y'all don't want screenshots. Y'all don't know how much it costs. I don't have a cost, but I will tell you the rating. It's very important you know the rating because it sounds like it's all cutesy, but it is rated T for teen. If you're not sure what T for teen is, it's mild language, partial nudity, sexual themes, and violence. You can check that out at AskyGames.com. AXY, I always say ASKY. It's AKSYSGames.com. And they didn't give me any price. I don't like when they don't put the price.
They didn't give you any kind of price?
They didn't give me a price. I really don't like when they do that.
Oh, that's no good.
Well, the only good thing I can tell you is there's some multiplayer modes. There's a single-player mode. A simple mode, for those of you who are simple-minded. No, I'm kidding. That was mean, wasn't it? Oh, God, I'm in one of those moods today. Okay, well, I don't have any pricing for you. I will post this up, and you can go over and check out the game if you're too lazy to type in the link. I know some of you are at work. You just want to click while you file your papers. That's what I used to do. So we'll have that up for you shortly. And maybe some screenshots, maybe. Since they didn't want to give me a price. Thank you.
How dare you not give her a price? Don't you know she's going to cut you?
I'm upset. I have to hunt for the price now. That's not cute.
All right, you Mac people. I don't know why y'all are still over on Mac, but y'all are getting a game, and I've talked about this a couple of times, I think. But they're giving me more information, it looks like. Conquer Online, the first free-to-play Mac MMO, officially launched on May 3rd.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, especially because it's not May 3rd yet. So it's not launched. It launches. Since TQ Digital launched the Mac beta test for their free-to-play MMO, Conquer Online, thousands of Mac users have headed over to join the world of Conquer to experience the unique gaming adventure. Earlier today, the TQ team, announced that a new Mac server named Garden of Eden will be established on May 3rd to celebrate the upcoming official launch of the Mac Conquer. The game will be the first free-to-play 2.5D Chinese MMO to hit the Mac. Currently, the Mac Conquer is still in beta phase, and the test will be running from April 8th until April 26th. Players who join this beta, test will be provided with a full set of super equipment, skills, and some necessary in-game items so that they can go straight to testing out the gameplay. There's only one more week before it concludes. If you haven't joined it, you shouldn't be wasting time. All right, so they do give us a... Ooh, music. Yay. All right, so really quickly, the things are going smoothly inside the beta, they say. TQ team has been collecting suggestions and reports since the beta started, and major glitches previously noted have been taken care of. They say the graphics fit perfectly. The in-game creatures feel extremely lively and vivid on the MacBook screen. Functions, mostly the operations, have been modified to adapt to the new system. And this means it may take a little patience to get used to the new controls for the Mac players who are also playing CO on Windows. It shouldn't be too much of a problem, though, now.
Oh, that's interesting. I may have to try that, maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm.
So if you gave up, because, you know, I know some of you probably do when you play a beta, because, you know, it's a beta and it doesn't work, head back over there and give it another try. Looks like they've updated some stuff.
Yes, yes. All right, as you hear, it is time for our break. Remember, you can find this and other news at our website, GameAndHatrix.com and GamerGirlsRadio.com. Are you singing Game and Hatrix? No, ma'am. And, of course, if you like us on BC here, favorite us. If you don't like us, favorite us. I don't care. We don't need you to like us. Just favorite us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I do still have some Magicka keys left. I think I'm just going to put them in the store maybe. So you pop by the store today, you get a Magicka key. We don't get it instantaneously. Please do not freak out. So many people are crazy. All right. We got 10 seconds. And Ginger put herself on mute. Catch us on the other side, people. I did. Oh, boy. And we're back.
We're back. Baby.
I like to do it all sudden for the people who aren't listening live. They'll be sitting there and they're bobbing their head and they're like, oh, God. What's he yelling? Well, I got some other interesting news.
Ooh, interesting news.
I do.
Any of it drama?
Well, it is drama. There's a bunch of drama. I was kind of avoiding that earlier, but let me clear my throat. So, Epic Games president Mike Capps has spoken out about the threat posed by 99-cent apps to the traditional $60 games market, saying that cheap App Store games make it very hard to sell a full-price game, no matter the quality. He spoke exclusively to industry gamers. Hello, industry gamers. I friends of industry gamers. How are you? Cap spoke about the challenges which market uncertainty is raising for the industry. He says, we've not been this uncertain about what's coming next in the games industry since Epic's been around for 20 years. We're at such an inflection point. Will there be physical distribution in 10 years or even 5? Will anyone care about the next console generation? What's going on in the PC? Can you make money on PC if it's not a connected game? What's going on in mobile? Tons of really scary things. He says it used to be, well, of course, PlayStation 3 will be successful because PS2 was amazingly successful. No. But can you say for sure, that you know everyone's going to jump into the next generation? I sure hope so. I'm going to try to make some great tech that will make everyone want to, but it's scary. If there's anything that's killing us, it's dollar apps. He says, how do you sell someone a $60 game that's really worth it? They're used to 99 cents. As I said, it's a certain time in the industry, but an uncertain time in the industry, but it's an exciting time for whoever picks the right path and wins. You can pop over to Industry Gamers to read the rest of his interview or read it. It's also up at gamesindustry.biz. You know what I say to this guy, Mr. Caps? You're thinking of this all wrong. You make your $60 game, but you make something to go with it that costs 99 cents, such as our girls are already doing over at Fallen Earth. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not charging for this app. I think they're going to be. They have the game, and then you have an app that goes with the game for the cell phone so that you can do certain things while you're not playing. Come on, y'all. Pull it together. So you can have both, and the people will be like, this is how it goes, especially for us girls. I'll be sitting next to Ginger. She may be playing your game on her phone or doing something in her game, and I'll be like, what's that? Oh, this is for this game, Bluefoot. And I'll say, really? And I'll go look at it. Go look at the game, and I says, I got to have that game. Oh, and I like the app that came with it. I saw Ginger playing it. See how this works? That's 99 cents. That's $60, 99 cents.
And updates. They're constantly giving us updates. They're always having something going on. It's never boring. There's always some kind of event going on. So you want to sell us a $60 game? You can't just sell us a $60 crappy game and expect us to love it. We want a $60 game that's going to give us continued support.
And I'll pay 99 cents for the extra stuff that goes with it.
Exactly.
See, that's the problem. They put out DLC, and then they want you to pay too much for DLC. DLC should be 99 cents across the board, shouldn't it? So I'll buy all of it then.
True story.
I'll spend $20 on 20 different DLCs, but not one. Well, except for GTA. Y'all know I got to have my carjacking. Okay, so anyway. Oh, it's not my turn anymore, is it?
No. It's mine. It's my go this time.
I'm crazy. Go.
Corey, you're not allowed to play this game, just so you know. Build a machine empire on iPad with Robot Tycoon.
Yeah, let me go ahead and reach and grab this iPad next to me.
Robot Tycoon for the iPad allows players to conquer the world with a legion of bots, not through war, but by creating a business empire like no other. In Robot Tycoon, players build and manage a robot factory. Would-be entrepreneurs must carefully balance customer demands, pricing, and human resources to grow the business from door-to-door sales
to a big robot factory, pumping robots out day and night. The game gives players total control of the company. In the process, they encounter challenges on every aspect of the business. You can start with sales, start making individual door-to-door sales, and work your way up the work your way up to filling major orders, negotiate with customers to ensure profits, get immediate feedback on good and bad sales. Design and production, you can determine robot shape, color, and personality to build different models. Follow a wiring map to get your robots ready for market. Human resources, hire and train employees. Monitoring, track your progress monthly and monitor what types of products, what kind of product is popular among your customers, including cost and profits for each period. Expansion, decide whether to stay small or move up to a store and eventually a manufacturing plant. Oh, and it also has OpenFaint support, so you can share your top scores with friends worldwide. Yeah.
Okay. And why are you trying to stop me from playing this game? Why? Why would you try to prohibit me?
I know, right? Because this one sounds a little too much like work. Robots can be helpers, pets, and even, dare we say it, friends.
No, they cannot be friends. No. These people did not see The Matrix. They did not see Terminator. No.
No, right?
They are not. You did not see iRobot people? No.
Robot Tycoon gives players the opportunity to become the Rockefeller of robots, creating and selling little bots of fun and profit. This is coming from Danta CEO Hugo Diaz. Building a business and making money never gets old. It can be played by both young people and MBA students with valuable takeaways for both segments. All right. So the original PC release of Robot Tycoon won the prestigious Horizon Interactive and Summit International Awards and is now available in the App Store for $4.99. I'm going to assume that's USD because they didn't say. For more information about Robot Tycoon and or Danta, you can visit robottycoon.com. I almost read that totally wrong. Robottycoon.com.
That's because you're a bad.
I am a bad girl.
A bad girl. Well, I was going to tell you about...
the best.
Not from me. I'm the best. Okay, so I was going to tell you about the LA Games Conference, but... it basically reads like a biography for only one of the speakers, and there's several people there, so we're not going to be sharing that. You can read it on the site if you like. However, I would like to tell you about this. Wait a minute. I love when the page is closed. Don't you love when it does that?
I just love that. I love that. Firefox, I hate you right about now.
I am going to have to start doing old school newscasting and print my stories out.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing in the beginning, but Firefox is going to force me to go back to that, too.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I'll jump to the next one. Harmonix. Remember, we were talking about them earlier in the show. Harmonix says they have a significant announcement for
E3. Ooh, what do they got?
Well,
Dance Central?
Wait, girl, wait. Shh. I'm going to tell you. Juicy. They're saying, Rock Band creator Harmonix saying they will have at least one. Biz News, according to a new interview with Vice President of Production Greg Lopiccolo. Oh, he's Italian. I like it.
I sure did.
He spoke to industry gamers, and he refused to reveal whether the news involved a new IP or existing brands Rock Band and Dance Central, both of which franchise it still controls after being sold off by previous owners Viacom, aka MTV. However, Lopiccolo did hint that the announcement will be related to motion control gaming, saying we're incredibly creatively motivated by motion gaming. That's another way of saying we're excited. I guess one thing a lot of people don't remember is that we sort of did a little foray back in. I think 2004, we did Antigrav for iToy, which is really fun to develop, and we're really happy about the outcome. We learned a lot about the sort of strengths and challenges of motion gaming, even at that point, a lot of which we have directly applied to Dance Central in our development process. Since we think we see opportunities in motion gaming that we might be uniquely equipped to pursue, and so I think we're broadening our scope a little bit in terms of studio focus to not only encompass music gaming but also motion gaming that may also manifest in a lot of different ways. Right now, we actually have a number of different teams hard at work on different concepts, which has been super entertaining. It's a lot of fun to work on brand new IP. So he did say it's a brand new IP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, although Dance Central is currently Kinect exclusive, Lopiccolo says he's not worked out or ruled out working with the Wii and the PlayStation Move.
I would have to trade mine in if it was for the Wii. I'm sorry. Sorry, Xbox, I would. I'd trade my mine in. Ginger, do I lose you, baby cakes?
I'm muted. I'm all talking. I'm like, what name did you lose me?
And one of the guys on the site is demanding air guitar if they're going to do anything.
Ooh, that sounds... Oh, yeah.
No, I know. I'm telling you, I am quickly not becoming a fan of the Kinect. The more I look at it, I just don't want anything to do with it. I need something in my hand, a prop to work with.
Something.
Yeah, so that it feels like I'm doing something. Otherwise, I'm just standing there, you know? Mm-hmm. Might as well be in front of a mirror. Anyway. That, and I tell you, Dance Central is biased against people who can actually dance. When I drop it like it's hot, I know I dropped it like it's hot. You don't tell me I did it wrong.
I got to see this dropping it like it's hot so I can judge this dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah, you
so
and everybody
you
else.
Upload that to the website.
Mm-mm. No, there will be no cameras around. I have even turned off the video sharing on my Kinect. And you people out there should know this because this is you know, never mind. I'll post it up for you guys later because we got about 3 minutes. Ginger, give us one more story, and I'll post up later what you all should know and share with the world about Kinect and your video sharing thing.
All right. One more story really quick. This may be actually really quick. Five prominent video game composers to attend Wizard World Anaheim Comic Con April 29th through May 1st, 2011. Music has been a huge part of video game production for years, and five composers who have created memorable themes and soundtracks for major releases such as BioShock, Dragon Age, Uncharted, and Call of Duty Black Ops will be in attendance at the Wizard World Anaheim Comic Con. Greg Edmondson, Sean Murray, Gray Shyman, Kevin Sherwood, and Anand Zur will meet fans, sign autographs throughout the weekend, and share some of their experience in a special panel at the event set for April 29th through May 1st at the Anaheim Convention Center. The interactive panel and demonstration session with the five will take place on Sunday, May 1st at noon. Okay, so again, I'm just going to read through these names really quick. They are Greg Edmondson, Sean Murray, Gray Shyman, Kevin Sherwood, and Anand Zur. Anaheim Comic-Con will bring together thousands... Oh, I just lost my place. Thousands of fans of all ages and dozens of celebrities and industry professionals to celebrate the best in pop culture, movies, comics, toys, video gaming, television, gaming, original art, collectibles, contest, and more. So among the celebrities scheduled to attend are Trisha Helfer, Elena Huffman, Harry Hamlin, Michael McMillan, John Schneider, Adam West, Burt Ward, and Chase Masterson.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you said after John Schneider.
Really? Or are you just dying about the Sean Snyder?
I love John Snyder. That's a good-looking guy for an old guy. He aged very well. Thank you.
All right. So advanced adult day tickets are going to be $25 or $35 on site. Three-day weekend tickets are $45 or $55 on site. Tickets are free for children aged 10 and under when accompanied by a paid adult. Limit 2 children per adult, so don't be taking your whole, you know, family's worth of kids in there. VIP packages with special entry and exclusive items are also available. And if you're wanting to find out more about those, you can head over to wizardworld.com/anaheim.html.
Or you could just go to Geek Girl Con.
Yes, I want to go. I want to go.
You know, it is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, and I did not give the people what they want.
You didn't give the people what they want?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, baby.
You know what to do.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first. So
run down the hall, rip
open
your shirt, throw open the papers all over the place.
I think Leroy needs something.
Send us a video if you're doing that.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first. So we can keep scattered, not fighting any.
Your boss.
We'll be in trouble. Don't take him down quick.
Take videos of you putting your head into the coffee machine, making pictures.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
The broom in your hand, looking around, like you're gonna do something.
You go and you get yourself one of those 8-bit ties that are really cool, really fashionable right now. You wear that that day.
Oh my God,
you have like a whole little nerf set up on your desk so you can like nerf people as they walk past your desk. I would be a cubicle of God if I worked in a cubicle. I'd never get any work done. I'd be taking care of people.
I really would get up and run down the hall.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
I used to do it anyway when I worked off. I'd get up and run down the hall and dance just because something just came on the radio.
Yeah. I can so totally see you doing that too.
All right, I guess we're going to say bye. We'll see you guys later.
Oh my God,
later, guys.
Right,
later, gals. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Two more days until the weekend. Yes.
And then it's time for... Oh, you know what I'm going to go play? That Ginger doesn't play.
What are you going to play?
Magic of Vietnam.
I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered.
I think my notebook that has the code is a couple of hours away at the moment.
We're still on the air. You can't be telling people your code. Ginger Jenkins?
Ginger Jenkins with my name in a well.
Bye, y'all.
Later, guys.